address something in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Look at verse number 2. I'm sorry, verse 3. It says, "Know ye not that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life?" Now, this is a verse that has perplexed a lot of people throughout the years about judging angels. And I'm going to give you the two schools of thoughts here of what this could potentially mean. Now, I've heard for years that basically what this means is like, we are going to judge the angels, that the demons that have been tempting us and fought against us, and we're going to be able to cast them down to hell. You know, this Pentecostal charismatic type of interpretation. And they'll often use 2 Peter 2 and Jude to be able to prove that. They'll say, you know, hey, they're reserved unto judgment, you know, to the last days, and we're going to be the ones judging them because we shall judge angels. I don't believe what that means. That's what it means at all. I think that's kind of ridiculous. And, you know, that judgment is for God, obviously. You know, where he's the one who's casting people to hell, not us. Okay? We just help them get there faster, amen? Go to Hebrews chapter 1 in the millennial reign. Go to Hebrews 1. I'm going to give you my interpretation of what this means. So I don't believe this is referring to us judging demons. You know, I remember like back in the day, I had a friend who's just like, he had a pastor, or his dad was a pastor. He's like, yeah, my dad slays demons in his sleep, and he sends them to hell and all these things. And I'm just like, what is he eating? What kind of meals is he having before going to sleep? Good night. That's obviously poppycock. It's nonsense. It's not real. Now, here's the thing is, remember, in context, judging obviously means to be able to discern between one, be able to judge matters, okay? But to be a judge, as I mentioned, also means to be a ruler. You're ruling over individuals. And what I believe this is referring to is the fact that we shall rule over angels as well. Now, look at Hebrews 1, verse 13. "But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation?" Now, when you think of someone who is ruling over another individual, the recipient of that rule is like a servant to the ruler. And a synonym for a servant is what? A minister. Now, here in Hebrews 1:14, it's telling us that there are angels who actually minister to those who shall be heirs of righteousness, to us, right? We've had guardian angels, so to speak, that's what we would call them, prior to salvation. But we also continue to have them even throughout our Christian life. We see examples of that in the Bible. So why would it be far-fetched to think that their ministering extends all the way even to the millennial reign and the new heaven and new earth? You see, now we're made a little lower than the angels. But when it comes to us being glorified, at that point we become rulers. I believe they continue to minister unto us. Okay? Now, to what extent? I don't know. You know, like, hey, you know, fly me to the moon or something like that. I don't know. I don't think that's what it's referring to. I think, because if you think about an angel is a what? A messenger. So maybe in the millennial reign, it's just like, hey, can you go tell Ulysses in Asia real quick that he needs to keep those people, you know, in Asia or whatever, you know. We don't know exactly. We see through a glass darkly. But I don't think it's far-fetched to think that angels continue to minister unto us, because there's no indication that the angels disappear in the millennial reign. I think they're everlasting beings, right? These creatures that are everlasting. And if they're ministering to us prior to salvation, when we're saved, I don't think it's you know, preposterous to think that their ministry extends all the way even to the millennial reign. And look, there's a lot of work to do in the millennial reign. I mean, it's 1,000 years worth of work that we have to do. I don't think it's crazy to think that they continue to minister unto us, helping us carry out certain decrees and messages and work, okay?